In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
From grandmothers who whispered in their baby girl ear, to fathers on dimly lit street corners instructing young soldiers to always keep their eyes open, you be queen. You were fire. You were passed through centuries on the hands of your daughters. They called you wisdom. Proverbs. On the backs of diamond-eyed school children who grew into hymnals recited by amethyst-holding urban philosophers who recited neighborhood commandments out of the windows of restored El Camino chariots to keep the warmth in their blood. Be wise. Be smart. Be black opal, brown quartz, bloodstone, and prayer. Be every form of gem. See, king told scribe, scribe told son, son told wife, wife told her daughter, and daughter told the ancestors, and the ancestors told me that you would come to give wisdom to thousands. They said you would come, dropping gem, dropping gem.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Dropping Gems podcast. I am your host, Debbie Brown. This is your soft place to land as you explore yourself and the world. This episode, I want to dive in and really speak to creativity. So that will be the focus of this show. And I have a beautiful meditation that I want to share towards the end of the episode. So I ask right now that wherever you are, if it's comfortable and safe, and you would like to really connect to some of more of the process of this episode, please feel free to just take a moment and grab a notebook. And as you grab a notebook or get yourself nice and comfy wherever you happen to be, I'll share that this is our second to last episode of the season. So there is one more episode next week before we close out this season of the Dropping Gems podcast. And next week, I have an announcement for you. So not to give you, you know, not to have you on the edge of your seat all week, but I'm really excited to share so many things about this show and this community that we've built for those that listen to the show and share it and engage with me on social. I have a big announcement that I'm really looking forward to sharing with you about how the show is growing and the new direction that we'll actually be moving in. So we're going to dive into that next episode. But for today, we are upon the spring equinox, which is one of the most powerful times of the year. It is the season of creation. It is the season of, you know, real blooming beauty. We see colors that we don't always get to see throughout the year. And when spring comes, it's releasing a really big season, especially planetary-wise, but a really big season of hibernation, of hermit mode, of kind of being more inward and being a little bit more nourishing, especially in very grounding and practical ways like sleep. Sometimes we're eating a little bit more through the winter or, you know, we're just kind of savoring things in different ways, drinking warm drinks. And for me, I'll speak for myself, but this represents definitely eating a lot more, eating a lot of carbs. And, you know, this time of year, right before we get to spring, like I am a pasta machine and I'm into all the things and I'm always going in for, you know, a hot turmeric latte or something. But I am being warmed from the inside out this time of year. So, you know, that it's all by design. And the thing that is really beautiful is astrologically, we move from eclipse season, which is incredibly potent from the fall going into the top of the winter. And then we have the winter, which is where we kind of sit with all the energies and all the breakthroughs and all the releases that may have come to the surface from that eclipse cycle. And then we sit with it in the winter. And, you know, for some of us, especially those that may identify as empaths or highly sensitive, depending on where you live, it can mean many different things to how your body responds. Me personally, I'm a very solar powered person, which is why I'm always quick to be like born and raised in LA, Southern California. It's because I don't care for seasons. But really, it's because, you know, I tend to get, it's challenging for me to be a nonstop in the house, to be in nonstop snow or nonstop kind of darkened skies and clouds and gray and rain. I like it sometimes, and I get why a lot of people do enjoy that. However, it's not my jam. So this time of year, especially, I get really excited. I come alive in the sunshine. So with spring energies, it's really powerful to sit inside of really allowing yourself to invoke that, to call it in, to be in the yumminess of spring, the creation of spring, the potent energies that spring brings. And I think a really beautiful basic way to start to connect with some of that energy is as you're able, spending more time outside and noticing what is coming to life and at the rate within which it is coming to life. So what does that look like? What does that feel like? You know, when I'm outside of my garden, that really looks like at first this one particular vine that grows along a wall near me, near my kitchen. Once a year, for exactly 4 weeks, I get huge, bright yellow flowers. And it starts right in the middle of March. Like right now, one flower sprouted. And I was like, it's starting, it's beginning. But that's become like the new favorite thing, especially for me and my son, is to just be like, oh, the yellow flowers are back. But wherever you happen to be, and if you're near a park or, you know, if you're in the East Coast, like in New York, there are so many trees kind of peppered and sprinkled around. So just pick one and just kind of notice what comes to life near you and how that feels. What does that invoke in you? And what is really the symbolism of that power of something not existing and then existing and being beautiful and then being gone? You know, what does that feel like? It's such beautiful spiritual play at hand when you're able to lock in and really be present with that energy and see it and connect to it and just look at the healing nature of it. The ability to appreciate what's present while it is and then to detach and release and let it go when it's time for it to go. And then looking forward to it coming again. So that's when we think that that is the natural inclination of spring, that is what naturally and just effortlessly happens this time every year for all the years, right? All the eons of time that this planet has existed and we've been humans, that's what's present. So letting those natural rhythms actually be your guidance, be your guiding point to teach your body how to be with itself, how to regulate itself, how to bloom, and then how to surrender, and then how to accept, how to release, how to let yourself kind of wither sometimes or spiritually, egoically die, if that is part of the curriculum, and then allow yourself to bloom again and again and again. And I know some listening to this show right now are very familiar with what that energy feels like. I myself am too. That feeling of letting yourself, and very often not even necessarily having a choice, but having things, the natural, beautiful shed of life. And then the joy and the radiance and the abundant beauty of being born all over again and again and again and creating. So it's a very special energy. And it's a season of manifestation. It is a season, again, of blooming and intention, you know. So let this season guide you. And for those that have a spiritual practice in this way, my favorite thing to do this time of the year is to build and set a new altar in my home, clear out, you know, our prayer space and kind of redesign it over a weekend. Just really enjoy kind of dismantling it and then setting new intentions for spring. And I do this every season, so usually 4 times a year, sometimes more, but depending on what the intention is. But what you do is kind of, you know, if you have a sacred space in your home, which we've talked about on this show, and I have an episode kind of walking you through that, or if you have a prayer space or meditation space in your home, or if you have a very true altar space in your home for prayer, for ritual, for intention, for ancestors, for family, dismantling it this time of year and then taking your time to slowly create what is most nourishing and evocative and supportive for you in this moment. So for some, and I'll just walk you through a quick one and then we'll have this meditation together, building your altar for the spring would be about collecting some things that feel really good for you. So maybe some tender family items. For some, that could be a family Bible, a piece of cloth from a relative, could be a book that you really enjoy, but something that kind of connects your ancestry and some of that older sacred wisdom. Maybe it could be some fresh flowers. Maybe it could be an infusion of crystals whose property holds the energies you would like to invoke for this season. And maybe it could be something like art that you're making for yourself. You know, maybe you sit down and you make a mandala, or you make a drawing or a watercolor or something that is really calling forward your creativity. And even for some, especially anyone listening that may be in a season of inner child healing, or another word to use for that would be reparenting. You know, maybe it's finding, if you have access to this, a drawing that you made in childhood or some kind of craft that you put together in your younger years, and inviting that childlike creativity and curiosity forward. And then saying a prayer over it and setting an intention and lighting some candles and some incense near it. And maybe you keep some sage there and you stop there every day and pay homage to your dreams, to your love, to your goals, to your grief, to whatever's present in your life, and you release and you do it every day. So that could feel really good. That is something that I do, and it's added a lot of value to my life. So as we're thinking about this creative energy, you know, we as beings, we are here to create. That is why we have a creator to role model for us creation. God created us. That's my belief. And we create other humans. We create feelings. We create work and things in the world. And so really connecting to the deep awareness and understanding of the sacredness that creativity has, something existing where something did not exist before, whatever that is, right? Planting a tomato vine, planting some basil, that's creation, that's creativity. Having a child, that's creation, that's creativity. Birthing a business, birthing a vision, just kind of rearranging, you know, your plates and your silverware on the table in a way that feels beautiful for you. That is creation. That makes you a creative. That means you are inherently creative. So letting yourself own that more this season could feel really good. You know, if we ever feel disconnected or kind of too embarrassed to create because we're not good at something, or what we think someone will think, like, well, I'm not a painter. I don't want to get art supplies, or, well, I don't really know how to do that well. Everything is creation. And it really just takes not just practice. It takes an openness. It takes a curiosity. It takes a willingness for something to be ugly at first, but just really trusting that it needs to be made.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue with its powerful V6 turbo engine. Well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every Black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Dropping gem.
So you can practice in small ways with your creativity. Early on in my spiritual practice, when I was looking to just invite more opportunities to play, to be with my inner child, I went down to Michael's and I got a few sketchbooks and some colored pencils and all that stuff. And that's something I used to draw all the time when I was a young person. I did have dreams of being an artist in some ways. I had lots of dreams about being lots of things, but I used to paint and I used to draw as a child. And then I stopped for decades. And so when I was kind of really deep in trying to call forward more of my creativity and more of my fun, I went down there and I got some supplies and I started spending time every night making art that didn't have to be art to anyone else but me. It was a lot of awkward shapes and, you know, all the things. But so it could be that. I something that I love to do privately for quite a while is collage. And, you know, I love to make things with my hands. So I'm always making jewelry at my house, like beads and whatnot for myself and for my family and for my friends. I'll just like drop a bracelet on someone. But those are ways for me that I'm able to get this creative energy out of me. I'm really always abuzz with creativity. So that's how I get it out of me. And that's how I also kind of share my heart and myself is through the creations. And I cannot stress enough that creation can be anything, which is also why we have to be intentional. Because very often we can create harm and not even realize it. When we're creating things, it's important for us to be connected to our intuition, to give room for it, and to be connected to a higher intention. And this could even be for silly small creations, right? But it's calling something out loud and like, my intention is this. My intention is to be more creative. My intention is to birth a vision that helps people I love. My creation is to serve humanity through a multitude of ways, whatever that happens to be, but giving it more power and more light by calling it forward can be a really beautiful way to begin to court more creation in your life. So my intention for this episode of the podcast, I really want to lean into now having an opportunity to kind of be with that inquiry and that essence of seeking and creation and asking to come in. So let's get ready to have a meditation. I want to give you just a moment. For those that are not driving or operating any heavy machinery of any kind, for those that are safely able to do this, I want to invite you to get still and comfortable in a seated position. However that seated position looks for you. If you want to sit down on the floor and really ground your root, really anchor to the earth. If you'd like to lay on your back, you'd like to have your legs crossed in front of you, knees bent. Try not unless you are in that kind of, as my son's preschool calls it, crisscross applesauce position. Try not to be crossed unless you're in that particular position, but get comfy. All right. And now take a second as you are feeling comfortably seated to just take in a few deep breaths here. So in through your nose. Out with some precision through your mouth. We'll do that again a few times. Deep inhale. Deep inhale. I want you to check in now with a very light body scan. We'll start at the top of your crown chakra, right at the top of your head. And just bringing your awareness there, clearing any energy that feels stagnant or heavy. Bringing that down to your third eye, right in between your brow bone and your forehead. Releasing. Bring that down to the center of your throat chakra, and releasing and relaxing. Coming down now to your heart center, right in the middle of your chest. Releasing. Coming down a bit lower underneath your sternum, your solar plexus. And now coming down a little lower to your sacral, right underneath your belly button. And now to the base of your spine. Your root. And I want to invite you now to bring some awareness right to the soles of your feet. And just notice any energy that may be present there. And as your eyes are gently closed and still gently closed in this moment, connect to a breath that feels natural and nourishing at your own pace, but really allow yourself to breathe fully and deeply. And notice the rise and the fall of your chest. And I'm going to invoke a few questions for you here. For some of these questions, some of you may have an immediate awareness and understanding. And so as that awareness and understanding comes forward, just be present with it. And for others, there may be a moment where you're trying to fill that space and have an answer for the question. And I want to invite you, if it's not coming forward as an impulse quickly and naturally, then let it be empty, because there is something waiting to arise that may surprise you. So continue breathing in this space here. What are you being called to create? What are you being called to create? What are you being called to create? What are you being called to create in yourself? What are you being called to create in yourself? What are you being called to create in yourself? What are you being called to create in the world? What are you being called to create in the world? What are you being called to create in the world? And now take a deep inhale here. And slowly release any and all thoughts that feel present. Release any creations that have come into your mind. Taking in another deep breath here. Now let yourself wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, come back into the present moment. Take a moment today, and if you have the time, I'd advise right now, and connect with a piece of paper and a pen. For some, that may be your journal. If you don't have your journal handy, you can also use the notes in your phone, but take a moment and be with what was arising for you. Get it out, write it down, whatever it is. Who are you? What are you being called to create? What are you being called to create in yourself? What are you being called to create in the world? creativity is the work of purpose. Purpose cannot exist without creativity. So have some fun. See the ways in which you want to bring this to life in your life. And then I will be back next week for our final episode of this season of Dropping Gems and a big announcement. I hope you have a beautiful, creative rest of your day. Namaste.
Hey, find me on social. Let's connect. At Devi Brown, that's Twitter and Instagram, or go to my website, devibrown.com. And if you're listening to this show on Apple Podcasts, please, please, please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. And send this episode to a friend. Dropping Gems is a production of iHeartRadio and the Black Effect Network. It's produced by Jack Cleese and me, Devi Brown. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.